Right, Davav is the daf of the three of the four lasuye mais, or all dinim that we learn mebeinayu, that we learn from a combination of two mazikim. Now there's a qualiyistika machlaikis in this sugya between Taisus and the Rosh. And the machlaikis is not limited to any one case. Machlaikis is, in any case where you learn from two mazikim, you learn it from Baranesh, or you learn it from Baranshar, any case where you learn a mazik from two mazikim, what dinim do you give this mazik? In other words, let's say we had yesterday Paiskin Bibaisayan. So we said Paiskin Bibaisayan, we learn out of a combination of Bar and Shar. So the Shaila is, when you learn Paiskin Bibaisayan from Bar and Shar, what do we say? We say, look, Bar is Pater on Kalim, and Shar is Pater Bishasarab. So the thing we learn out, we give it both Peturim, or maybe not. Maybe you don't give it both Peturim. We had this a couple of times here in the Perek. This Nidayim, and the Makar of the Machlaikis is here in the Sukkah. What do you do when you learn one thing out of two? Let's do the easier case. The first case. Adnei Sakina Masiya Put Baresh Gaga V'Naflu Barach Mitzuya. So we learned that, Lamashal, from what? From Bar and Esh. So you put your stone on a roof, and it fell on the Barach Mitzuya, and it was mazik. Is it chayiv on tamon or is it pater on tamon? What do I say? I'm learning it from two things. Do I say, all right, if I'm learning it from two, it has both kulis. It'll be pater on kalim, just like bar, and be pater on tamon, just like eish. So I'm asking myself, it'll be pater on both. Or should I say, no, maybe you'll say fakert, it should be chayiv on both. Because Bar is Chayiv on Tamon and Eish is Chayiv on Kalim. How does it work when you learn one thing out of two? Why do you give that one thing? Like two people get married and they have a child, so some children take the Milus of both parents, and some children take the Chisrinus of both parents. Right? So, you know what I mean? That's Mamish Deshaila here. When Bar and Esh get married and they have a baby and they have Amnei Sakina Masoi Shnichem Baresh Gagai, does that get both Chiyuv? I don't know what's a Maila, Chiyuv or Ptur. Does it get both Pturim? Does it get both Chiyuvim? How does it work? Taisus Shita on Gimel Amid Beis and on Hey Amid Beis, we had Taisus Lahil Chaseyim. Taisus says you give it both Kulis. That if you learn any mazik out of any other two, if you learn anything out of either Bar and Shar or Bar and Eish, it's going to say be putter on Kalim like Bar, and say be putter on Talmud like Eish. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says, no, the way it works is you give it its ikur shem, you label it as being primarily similar to one mazik, any one mazik you feel it's more similar to, you give it that shem mazik, and it only gets the kula of the one that's the ikur shem mazik, and the other one it doesn't get the kula of. For example, if you have Paiskin Bibaisayim, now if you ask anybody, what is Paiskin Bibaisayim more similar to? Is it so more similar to Bar or more similar to Shar? So I think everyone would agree that Paiskin Bibaisayim is more similar to Bar. Just there's a kasha by Paiskin Bibaisayim. So we have to say Shar Yechiyach. So Lamaisa, we have a Shar Yechiyach. But you only give it the dinim, the kula of its primary shem, the primary one that it is. This is the machlokes, these two shitas. I mentioned it on Gimel Amid Beis, I mentioned it on Hey Amid Beis, and we're going to have it again. The Klal you should know. We learn out of two things. Taisa says both kulis. The Rosh says only the primary mazik. Now, as is often the case, in Svara, we're going to see that the Svara is like Taisus, but the Rayas from the Gemara are like the Rosh. There's a Nachlas David here, Nachlas David and Adav Zion. I have my Nachlas David, the Kovitz from last time, I made an exclamation mark on the side of the page. He writes, if I would say this, I'd be an Apikiris, but the Nachlas David writes, Kachu Dakish al Taisus, that Taisus cares if it matters on Pisvara, and not so medagdik if it fits into the Shas. That's the Lashon that he writes. Takachidaka Shotaisis, you know, Svara is the king, and it has to fit off his Svara, and then his Shas, you're going to have to find a way to be Matchik. That's what he says. I once, What? Yeah, I once mentioned that Rav Chaim Volozhin said that all the machleks in Rashi and Taisis and Shas, not all, but most of the machleks in Rashi and Taisis and Shas, the Rashi is a big daikin in the Lashon, make sure it fits in the Lashon. And Taisis is more makbid that it should make sense off his Svara. And if you have to be matrik the Lashon or change the Gersa, so you know, so Taisis doesn't mind so much. Now, I don't mean that Taisis does away with the Lashon like sometimes we do. I mean Taisis on Taisis' level. This machloik is Taisis and the Rosh. It's incredible that Alpi Svara, Taisis has to be right. And from our sugya, the Rosh has to be right. I'll explain to you both. Alpi Svara. Alpi Svara, any time you have a case which gets a din, it wouldn't have a din, except that you learn it from two places. Anytime you have a din that you learn from two places, it has to get the coolest of both. Because if you're going to say like the Rosh, let's say you have a case of a person puts a rock on his roof and it blows down Baruch Metzuyah and it does damage. Let's say it's such a case. So you want to be Mechayiv it, so you learn that from what? From Baran Esh. You want to say it's Chayiv Antamun, but you can't say it's Chayiv Antamun. Because to be chayiv on Tamun, there's no eshechiyah. It's only chayiv. You say it's like bar. You say, what do you mean? The Gemara said it's not similar to bar because a shekhen has a kayach acheres morabai, kayach acha morabai. So Gemara says eshechiyah. But if I put a rock on my roof and my rock falls off and it damages your car, and you had hidden in your car some expensive piece of jewelry, and the rock broke the piece of jewelry too. You want to be mechayev me? You can't be mechayev me, because it's not bar, because that's kayach hachamurifai. You're going to tell me eishechiach. You can't tell me eishechiach. Eish is not chayev antom. So it doesn't make sense. L'chayev the Rosh Hashita doesn't make sense. Because if you don't give it the cool of both, there's no yechiach. There is no yechiach. How is there a yechiach here? If you want to learn something for bar and eish and be mechayiv me on tamun, there's no yechiach on tamun. There's no bar, but so I'm going to learn it from bar. But then that malah bar she'en kayach hachamurabai. And this came, there's no Eishechiyach. Eishechiyach and something is not Tamun. You have Eishechiyach. But something that is Tamun, there is no Yechiyach. So this is a major problem with the Rosh Hashita. It just doesn't fit the simple way a limud has to work. The Brisker Rav, in Hilchos Niskei Mamon, the first Brisker Rav, has this problem with Taisus, with the Rosh. That in Svara, it just doesn't work. It's not a lomda shakash. It's just if you try to work out the Gemara, the Shaka Vitaya, the Gemara doesn't shtim by Tamun. If you're learning out from Barane, it just doesn't shtim. And the same thing for Keret. If you want to be Mechayiv, if you want to be Mechayiv on Kalim, it also wouldn't work. You have to give it both kulas. In Svara, the Rosh is L'chaira Mukhrach. However, the Marsha says that the Rosh held his Shita because of Paiskin Bibaseya. Marsha and Taisvis Taimar. Marsha says, what's Paiskin Bibaseya? That's a combination of Bar and Shar. It's a combination of Bar and Shar. Which Shar? Pais can be by saying, we learn from Bar and which Shar? From Regel, right? Taisa says, we learn from Shar and Regel. Going like Shmuel. We learn from Bar and Regel. So 1 minute. You learn it from Bar and Regel. So Paiskin Bibi Sam is only chayv to learn it from Bar and Regel. Regel is Pater B'Shus Rabin. So it should be Pater B'Shus Rabin. It should be Pater B'Shus Rabin. If you give it both kulis, like Taisa Shita, so then you're learning Paiskin Bibi Sam from Bar and Regel together. Bar is Pater on Kale. Regel is Pater B'Shus Rabin. So Paiskin Bibaseyem, this person who lets out his zevel or his water into the street, you hear this, he's going to be Pater Akelim and Pater B'Shus Rabin. Does that make any sense? The whole case of Paiskin Bibaseyem is in B'Shus Rabin. Doesn't make any sense. From the Gemara, it's impossible. There's no way to get out of it, it seems. From the Gemara, it's Mukhrach that you can't give it both kulis. Because if you give Paiskin Bibaseyem both kulis, it's Pater B'Shus Rabin, which is a problem. So it comes out, we have a major problem with Taisa Shita from the Gemara. I'm not really sure how you get out of it. I don't really have a teretz like Taisus. I don't have any teretz. How does Taisus get out of it? Paiskin Bibaseyem should be Pater B'Shus Rabin. What? It's part of the takana to be chayiv. But that I mentioned, that if it's part of the takana to be chayiv, then you don't need to learn out of Bar and Shar. It's just the takana d'rabbanan. The Yeshua made a takana, you're chayiv. You don't need limudim. From limudim, it's mukhrach that it works with the klolim. What? Takana said, it's not mifrich because I can use the mamatzina for other cases. I have plenty of other cases that bar and shar. I could use it for bar miskagel. I could use it for kazal ilan shanafin. So I don't know, in Taisus we have a major problem. The truth is on Gimel Amud Beis, Taisus himself asked the Kasha, Kula Mishari Lamada, Taisus asked on that, Taisus himself like Shver his own Shita from one of the cases. So I don't know what.
Taisus here is the same problem.
Taisus here, I mean the Taisus timer. Yeah. Well, we're going to see the Taisus timer in a minute. Taisus explains how to learn it out. He doesn't explain the result. I'll see the Taisus. These are the two problems. The Brisker Rav does explain the Rosh. To answer the Rosh from the Kasha Pisvara, he does not explain Taisus. He does explain the Rosh. And that Brisker Rav, again, I think I mentioned it on Gimel Amud Beis. Try to be Masber. The truth is, you should look at it inside. The Brisker Rav has a Hesber, which needs a certain amount of Havana, really, to appreciate. But the Brisker Rav's Yisoid is the following Yisoid. To explain the Brisker Rav's Yisoid, I have to just... I don't know if it's better with a mashal or better without a mashal. The Brisker Rav says, when you have a mazik of Eish, and it's potter on tama. Is pshat that when you burn Tamun, that's also Eish. Just you have a Ptor. Or is pshat that that's not Eish. Eish is when it burns things that are open. That's not Eish. It's a Dakis de Kishilik. Just to give you an example, if the example helps you, is good. If not, not. I'll give you an example. Let's say on Shabbos, somebody wants to turn on the water faucet. So is that a malacha? No malacha. So he's allowed to turn it on. Why is he allowed to turn it on? So Tari did Nasa, turning on a water faucet. The Tari only asked in 39 malachas. Now, let's say you have somebody in Yom Tif. He wants to cook. So he says, am I allowed to cook? You're allowed to cook. Why are you allowed to cook? Is it because cooking is not a malacha? No. Cooking is a malacha. Just, the Torah gave you an exemption. The exemption is that if you're cooking for Echol Nefesh, then you're allowed to cook. Or for Tzarchei Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. So you see, there are some things, like turning on the water, which are b'chlal not a malacha. And there are some things which are a malacha, just you have an exemption, a way of getting that it's mutter. What is tamun by eish? Is tamun by eish or kelim by bar? Is a pshat that it's like turning on the water? This is not eish. The Torah said eish is only eish. Kama v'gadish, makama v'galoy, yafkol v'galoy. Only things that are open. Tamun is b'chlal not eish. Or maybe not. Maybe we should say, no, Tamun is Esh. Tamun is Esh. And we come to Bezdin says, you burnt down a silo, you burnt down his hidden things in the silo too. When it comes time to pay, you have an exemption. You pull out your exemption, that Tamun is an exemption, I don't have to pay for it. It's a Ptur Tashlumin. The Briskerov learns Pshan in the Rosh that the second way, that all the exemptions are exemptions from Tashlumin. But Be'emes, they are Mazikin. They are part of the Mazik. Tamun is Eish, you're a Mazik of Eish. Kalim by Bar, you're a Mazik. If you dig a bar and someone's Kali falls in, you're a Mazik. When Bezin comes time to figure out how much you have to pay, you have an exemption. Kalim Apatim. But can you say someone who digs a bar and somebody else is Kalim full in there, he's not a mazik? This girl says, he's a mazik. There's a ptur, xeris akosa, to pati you from Teshlumin. This is the way he learns up. Before we get back to the Rush, this is the way he learns up. I'm just thinking, it fits well with the Reb Chaim that we had in the beginning of the year. Reb Chaim says, how do you know you're not allowed to be mazik? Because the Torah said a parsha of mazik. The Torah said mazikim, so that's how you know you're not allowed to be mazik. So someone will come along and he'll tell me, how do you know I'm not allowed to dig a hole in the middle of the street and ruin people's kalim? Kalim is not part, there's no parsha of mazik, Reb Chaim says. How do you know you're not allowed to be mazik people? Because the Torah says it's a mazik. The Torah never said kalim by bar is a mazik. So the Brisker Rav would answer you, no, that's not true. When you dig a bar and it's mazik kalim, it's also a mazik. You are a mazik. Most people would look at it that way. You're a mazik. All right, there's a halacha. You come to Bezdin. It's like you have pull out an exemption. And the exemption says that for kelim, you don't have to pay. But to say it's not a mazik, it is a mazik. That is yisoid. The chisr comes. So the way the Brisker Rav learns, be'etzem, the Torah said that there's a chiyuv tashlumin. But I don't know, I remember the way we talked about it the last time we went above a comma. It's like you go into a store and you have a coupon. You go to pay and you show them your coupon, so you get it for free. So pshat is, they're giving it for free, they're giving it for free. You pull out a coupon, you have a way out. The Brisker Rav says, you pull out a gzeres hakosov. It's a totally separate gzeres hakosov of
Tamil.
Like this, it would follow that you'd be chayav din Shemayim. It's a kasha anyway, because Reb Baruch Be'er, as you know, brings from Reb Chaim. It's hard to know which is Reb Chaim, which is Reb Baruch Be'er.
that it's chayiv. So it's not a kasha on this briskerav, it's a kasha there. The question is he talking about shayir, or he brings every single one? He's talking about every single one. At any rate, this is the briskerav's side. Now we'll see how it answers the kasha. But this is his side. How does it answer the kasha? Suck the briskerav. When I learn Paiskin be by Sayim, or I learn any of them, I learn Avnei Sakina Masai from two. I'm learning from Bar and Esh. Bar and Esh. Which Esh? The Esh that includes Tamun. That's the magic of Esh. So even Tamun is included in the Esh Echiyah. It's included. So when I say Avnei Sakina Masai, I'm Chayiv, I ruin someone's Tamun, I say, why am I Chayiv? It's Bar. You can ask me a kasha, Malabar, Shein Kayach Achamurabai, I say Eish Echiach. You tell me 1 minute. This is Tamun, it's not Eish. So the brisk rav, it is Eish. It's Eish. Now, you'll tell me, okay, it's Eish. Now, when it comes time to pay, I pull out my Xeris HaKosov, I want to be potter. I'm the Esekin Masai Barash Gagai. You said I'm Chayiv because it's Bar and Eish. So now when it comes time to pay, I pull out my coupon, I say I'm paying, I'm off because of this. So the briskerov, no. The p'tur is only on pure Eish. It's not on combinations. This gezeres hakosin yipater is only a pasuk where? A pasuk by straight Eish. By straight Eish, you have a p'tur. By straight bar, you have a p'tur of kelim. By straight regal, you have a p'tur of shusarab. The p'turim, there's no yechiyach on the p'tur. The p'tur, what? So the one that it's primarily that p'tur it gets, because that's the mazik. Because the Rosh holds that the ikar is this mazik. And it is this mazik. You just need you need Eish to be a mechiyach on the mechiyach that you can't take out something to part to you. On a yechiyach. It's only on the ikar shem mazik that there's a p'tur. Not on something that's only in Eish Echiyach. So the briskerav separates. He says that the chiyuv, the shem hamazik is there. The p'tur, when you're coming to pater, that is only on the ikar shem hamazik. Now this is the briskerav again. I would encourage you to look at it inside. There are a handful of copies on my shtender downstairs. It takes, the first time you see it, it sounds like the briskerav just twisted everything so it should answer the kasha. But that's why it's better if you see it inside, better than just the way I explained it. It fits the kavana sarash. That the kavana sarash is you give it the ikashay masik, and then the achiyach has nothing to do with the p'turim. The p'turim is aitik adina, and that's the briskerav's mahal. Okay, Eshayiyah, this is the Machlaikis, Taisus, and the Rosh. Now, we still have to see Taisus for one more problem. Let's see Taisus, Taimer Bahani. Taimer Bahani, the Bishus, Shari Echiyach. So again, we're going up Paiskin Bibeseyah. And we're learning it out of two places in a combination, out of Bar and Shar. Tractaisvis, in Taiva Lamandiyama Tanashala Raglai, Echi Kama Sharyachia. The Bishus Chayiv. A regular Machayiv, Bishus Hanizik, Shamein LeRishus. How are you saying? Paiskin Bibay Sayim, you learn how to regal, regal's potter. Yishlaimar. Now, Taisus doesn't hold like the Rosh. Taisus holds you get both coolest. So Taisus has a good kasha. Yishlaimar, Kukan Shahalak, Bishus Arab, Behitis, Behitis, Bishus Ayachid, the Chayiv. So Taisus said, that what's the Echiyach? Now listen to this. The Echiyach is a regal that was going in the street, and the animal stepped on something, the rock shot out. It was Mazikim Shasayachid, Yechayid. What's that called in our language? Tzrayris. Tzrayris. Shay Echiyach, Tzrayris. What's the din of Tzrayris? It's Chatzi Nezek. What's Taisa Shita? They give it both coolness. If you're going to learn out of the case that Taisus says, out of Hittis, Hittis is only Pesach HaTinezek. So we already had one problem with Tosfos that regals Pater Bishus Rav Bechlal. But a fillu, you'll get around that somehow. You learn it out of Hittis, and Hittis is only Chayav Chati Nezek. So Pais can be by Sam, should also be Chayav Chati Nezek. The Maram shifts cash.
Yeah.
Would it make a chilek if Chatzreiris?
Then here it's not
a
Knesset, so you pay the whole thing.
Chatzreiris? Chatzreiris or by Chatz by Karen? You mean by Chatzreiris? So it's all Chosh Messina. It's a moment. It's a shadow by Chatzreiris. Is there a bigger?
I thought that.
Moment
said that every Chatzreiris
gets a Knesset. Chatzreiris also a Knesset. I don't have to see. I don't know. So that's the Maram Shif's kasha. Now, what I'll tell you, what I was thinking. I'm just thinking about this Maram Shif's kasha. Putting aside the machlekes, the Russian Tysis, the Brisker Rav, the whole thing. Just this. Yesterday we learned the Rush on Daf Beis, wherever the Rush is plugged in there. The first Rush. The Rush there talked about a totally different thing. The Rif. The Rif holds if you an animal walks in the street, it's the Derech Yipater. So the Rush, what's the Rif Shita? So the Rush had a different case. He told about a case where you have a long stick, Eitz Aruch. Part of it is in Rishus HaRabim, part of it is in Rishus HaYachid. And the animal steps on it in Rishus HaRabim. So the Rush said that the Rif patters you. If you have a long stick going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, and the animal's walking and he steps on the stick and he causes Hezek inside the Rishus HaYachid, the Rif said that you're patter. The Rush said that Taisus on Davav holds that you're chayiv. If you have this long stick, Taisus on Davav holds that you're chayiv. So the Bach asked, what do you mean, Taisus on Davav doesn't have a case of a long stick? Taisus on Davav is a case of Halach Bishus HaRabim V'Hittis Bishus HaYachim. So the Bach said, well, what's going on with this Rush? That's not the case in Taisus. So what conclusion can you come to? You put the Maram Shif together with this Rush. Common sense tells you that the Rush had a Taisus that didn't talk about Hittis Bishus HaYachid. Hittis Bishus HaYachid, that's Tzreiris, that's Chatzi Nezek. The Rush had a Taisus that talked about an Eitz Aruch. It fits into Taisus just as well in the Tehetzer Kasha. He had an Eitz Aruch, he had a long stick, and the animal stepped on the stick and was Mazik Bishus HaYachid. That's not Tzreiris. That's not Tzreiris. It's not Koichet shot out. If a person has a stick and he hits something with a stick, that's a ma'aseh b'koichet. But directly, that's a ma'aseh. So it's yitachin. I'm just thinking out loud. It's yitachin that the Rosh had this girsan artisis. That Taisus answered, Eitz Aruch, it was a long stick. And the long stick went into Rosh HaSayachit. And in that case, Taisus sheet is a tzayiv, which is what the Rosh says. And then the Maram Shif's kasha on Taisus is answered. I mean, the Bach says it. The Bach says our Taisus doesn't have the same gears as the Rush. He understands that the Rush had a different gears than this Taisus. The Rush's gears in Taisus is much better because the Rush's gears in Taisus takes off the Maram Shif's kasha. If you learn Taisus as Eitz Aruch, then the whole kasha falls off. It's not Tzreiris. It's his ma'aseh directly, the animal's ma'aseh directly, and shein gut. It's very geschmack that you find the Rush had a different gears than Taisvis, and poof, that answers the Maram Shif's kasha. So that's the way to learn the Taisvis. The Nachas David says that Taisvis is not always medagdic in the Loshna Gemara, so we could say that the Taisvis Loshin is not medugdic 100%. You know, it's not hittis, it's Eitz Aruch. No? I wouldn't say it on my own, but the Rush says. The Rush had some gears like that. If you had a distisis or a different ballet tisis, but it takes off the kasha. The whole pella on tisis.
that the Marashiv is asking is that it's Chati Nezek, it's Tzara is. The answer is, okay, go to Rosh's Gersa, it's Eitzara, and then everything's good. Okay. So much for Paiskin Vibaseyam. We finished the third Mazik. Let's turn the page and learn the fourth Mazik. The most Yisaidistic of all four. All four are big Yisaidists in figuring out Dine Mazik. But of all of them, this fourth one is the most Yisaidistic. Ravina Omar. Asiri Hadidnan. Kaisalim Shnafel Shasarabin. Viziku Potam Lashalim. Nostnulai's man lokus is Eilim Velister is a Kaisel. Who's Nostnulai, does Rashi say? Rashi doesn't say, right? Nostnulai, oh, Rashi says Bezdin. Good. Nostnulai's man Bezdin. Lokus is Eilim Velister is a Kaisel. Benaplu Besechas man Viziku Potter. Lachas man Chayiv. Why you Potter? I see there are two cases here of Kaisel Vimel Shanaflu. You have the Potter case. And you have the Chayiv case. Right, two cases we have to learn. The case that's Potter, the case that's Chayiv. Right, let's talk about Potter first, because Potter is the Iker Chiddush of the Sugya. The Iker Chiddush of the Sugya is that if you have your Mammon, your Kaisel, your Elan, it's your thing, you're not Mafkarit, it's totally yours, and it is Mazik. It's Mazik, no question, it's Mazik. You're off the hook. What's the Pashuk Shat in the Gemara? Why are you off the hook? What's the Hesber? What? Why are you Potter? What? Because you're an Ibis. No. That's the Pashuk Shat. That means that when you read in the newspapers that somebody was walking down the street in Manhattan and a rock fell off the facade of a building and it hurt him, and he's suing the building. If you go to Bezdin, what would be the din? You're Potter. Din? You have no tefiyah on a person unless he was negligent. But if a person builds a building and it stands for it was built properly, it was built and it stood for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and one day a rock falls off and it ruins someone's car, he's Potter. Why? Posh pshat in the Gemara. And the Bach is Medayik from the Lashon HaRosh, I think from the Lashon of Taisus is Medugdik, and the Taz, the Paiskim learn that this is a Ptur Alt Oynis. The Terasayim on the Gemara says the Ptur is Alt Oynis. Klal Godel, whatever we're going to shmooze about it, take this Klal with you. Adam Uud La'olam is only on Adam Amazik. There's no Adam Uud La'olam on Mammon Amazik. If a man does Hezik, he's a Muad even by Oynis. But if his mammon does have Basic, he's Potter on Einsen. A person is Potter on a case where he's an Einis. That's the Posh Pshat in the Gemara. There's a Chuvas HaRajba, where Reuven and Shimon were neighbors, and Shimon had a wall at the edge of Reuven's property. And Reuven told Shimon, you know, your wall's going to fall. It's going to I have my items in my property. It's going to fall. It's going to damage it. And he warned him. And Shimon didn't listen. And after a period of time, the wall taka fell down on top of Reuven's things, and it ruined Reuven's wagon or whatever he had parked there. So they went to a dinter by the Rajba. So what should the Rajba say? Chayav Potter. What should be the din? What? Apparently, for the tshuva, it was plenty of time. Reuven warned him that it wasn't going to fall down. What? Shimon's mighty, Reuven warned him. The two honest people, they came in. As far as what? That's the question. So the Rajba said, no. Nostalize man, Bezdin. Bezdin is not only Rashi, it's much away from the Gemara in Bav Metzia. Bezdin has to give a warning. Gemara Bava Metzia's Lashon is, doesn't say Bezdin has to give a warning. It just says, how much time do you give the warning for? So the Gemara says, Man Bezdin Shloshim Yom. Smash what understood is talking about Bezdin. So you need Bezdin to give a warning. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah says,
Dafka, he brings the tshuva to Rashba, Dafka, Hisra by Bedes. Dafka Bezdin has to give Asra. What's the svara to that? So what's the svara? Why should he Bezdin? Why isn't Reuven's warning good enough? The answer is... what? Just saying before. If any little old lady comes to knocks on my door and tells me that my tree is going to fall down, I have to take her seriously. I have to take her seriously. I don't have to take her seriously. She's nervous. She's a nervous person, so she's telling me. If Bezdin warns me, then I have to take it seriously. The Teres Chaim, the Gemara is masbid this way, that it's because you don't have to take it seriously. A person tells you something's going to break. The mail is like the Teres Chaim. It's lav dafka Bezdin. If it's nicker, if you could tell that it's going to break. Well, let's say a government inspector tells you it's going to break. It'd be the same thing. The whole point is, you're pater al ta'inis. So we're saying now, if someone tells you your wall's going to fall, you don't have to take him seriously. But if somebody who's qualified to tell you tells you, then you do have to take it seriously. Then you become a pesheya. So this is pshat in the Gemara. Bezdin has to warn you. Look after Bezdin. We had the case where a water pipe in a house burst, and it was magic someone's furniture and his carpeting, and the person was tevei the landlord. It was his water pipe and his water. So the halacha is that you're potter. So I asked the person, were there leak signs in the ceiling beforehand? You know, if there were leaks, the signs of leaks in the ceiling, and you went to the landlord and you told him there are leaks in the ceiling and the water's leaking, so then, in Achinami, then you have a tefillah on him. You warned him. And now you warned him, it was Dvar Manikar. So then you have a tefillah. When it burst, he's a Pesheya. His mama was Mazik, my furniture. But that Yena Maisa was not the Maisa that way. There was no warning beforehand. So one day the pipe burst and it damaged. So the halacha is that you're a potter. You're an Ainus, and you're a potter. This is the sugya, the p'tur half of this sugya. What? It wasn't nicker. There was nothing he could show. When Reuven warned him, there was nothing that was nicker on the wall that Shimon could see. I don't know. It was nicker to Reuven and not to Shimon. But it wasn't something he could show. Apparently that was the case. This is the halacha, and this is the ikka way to learn up the sugya. However, there is here a Shveru Rambam, a Lashon HaRambam, who seems to learn the sugya differently. And a lot of effort is put into trying to understand the Rambam. The Rambam says the following Lashon. HaKaisel ve'ilin shenafelu shesarav v'ziku patim al shalim. If your tree or your wall falls into Shizram Yapater, the Rambam says, Lefi She'enam Daimim Labar, She'en Tchides Asilasan Lenezik. He says that if your wall falls down onto the street, Yapater, V'She'enam Daimim Labar, She'en Tchilas Asilasan Lehezik. So why you're potter? Because you made it not lehezik. That's why you're potter. So what's the problem with this Rambam? What's the problem with the Rambam? The Rambam says, if my house, my chalil of mine, somebody's wall falls down into the street and it damages someone, you're potter. Why? Because ain't chidasasi yasa lehezik. What's the problem with that? One problem is, you should say, Sharia Chiyach. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says, Sharia Chiyach. The Gemara says, Mamish, those words. Ma'ala bar shechit chitzas yase lenezik, taimer bahani, shechit chitzas lenezik, Sharia Chiyach. So that's one problem with the Rambam. Sharia Chiyach. There's another problem with the Rambam. What does warning him help? What does it help to warn him? If you potter because of the fact that it's not a bar, because it's not Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek, so what does it help Shayach here? What does it help warning him? Where's the warning him? Anybody warning him? What does it help? So when I warn him, what am I doing? I'm creating a bar by warning him.
No, he's creating a bar, but not doing anything even after being warned. He's creating it.
So it's Tchilas Asiyasai on which date? He built the wall in 1933. And 70 years later, the wall looks like it's going to fall down. So someone tells him, you know, it's a 70-year-old wall. I'm warning you, it's going to fall down. So now we say that you're chayiv. If you got a warning, there's a warning, you're chayiv. I ma le bar, it can't be bar, she can't chisas yasei l'nezik. What are you saying? You say it. So the Tchilas Asiyasai is when I warn you. When it falls or when I warn you? When it falls. So then why, if I don't warn you, why does it have to be warning you?
Because if I don't know about it, then I'm not going to understand.
It's funny, because the Rambam seems to ignore the Cheshbon of Ayin Eskamer. It's a little hard to know. The Rambam doesn't go with the Cheshbon of Ayin Eskamer. He has to hold on Ayin Eskamer. I don't know. I'm not sure why the Rambam goes with such a lashon. What you're saying is good. I'm just not sure at which time. This is the problem. This is a problem with the Rambam. With the Rambam sheet, the problem is that the Rambam says it's not Tchilas Asiyasai L'Nezek. That's why you potter kaisin shilu shenaflu b'shus harabim. The problem is that if so, what is warning a person help? So Rav Shach, Davi Ezri, has a piece. It's more than just answers the kasha. It's a very sadistic piece in understanding the Rambam Shita B'chlal. It's in Niske Mamin. It's Perkei Gimel Halachi Yates, where this is brought. Rav Shach says there are two types of Tchilas Asiyasai L'Nezek. There are two gedorim of Tchilas Asiyasai L'Nezek. One is when the building was put up or the tree was planted. That's Tchilas Asiyasai. That's when the chayfetz, the tree, the wall, that's when it was built. There's another Tchilas Asiyasai, which is when it became a mazik. Say it fell down into the street, that became a mazik. That's another Tchilas Asiyasai. When the Gemara talks about Tchilas Asiyasai, comparing it to Bar, and it says Shari Echiyach, it's talking about the first type. It's talking about when it was originally built. Ma'al HaKaisel V'Ilan, they were originally built. The last time a human being did anything to this, it was not a mazik. He was putting up the head tree, the wall, or planting the tree. That Tchilas Asiyasai L'Nezek is the Gemara's. Shari Echiyach. The Gemara says Shari Echiyach, and that's fine. There's a second Tchilas Asiyasai L'Nezek. And that is when it became a mazik. When it fell into the street. It was mazik on the way down, so on the way down. Mazik afterwards when it landed. There's a second Tchilas Asiyasai L'Nezek. If when it falls down, at the time that it falls down, you're a pesheya, then that's called Tchilas Asiyasai L'Nezek. The falling was a falling for which you could be chayiv. If you're a pesheya. If you're an einis,
So that's called ain't chilas asiyasi lenezik. The language is not so meduyik. I'd love for it to be a better language. But that asiya of making it into a mazik, that is not something that you did. Ain't chilas asiyasi lenezik. You're not making it into a nezik. Rav Shach learns into the Rambam this idea that b'shas it falls down and has to be l'nezek to be chayiv, which means a pesheya. Now, it sounds a little confusing. What I'd like to do is add one nekuda to Rav Shach, and I think you'll understand it a little better. A shomer, let's say a shomchinam. On certain things, in hilchos shomerim, you're potter. L'mashal, by Lavimai. Okay, let's say you give me something to watch, and you're working for me at the same time. So I'm potter in Dinei Shomerim. Now, you all understand, let's say you give me something to watch, and by Lavimai. I take a hammer, and bang, I break it. Do I have a p'tor by Lavimai? Of course, Isaac doesn't have a p'tor by Lavimai. What happens if I'm a Pesheya? I'm a Shomer, it's by Lavimai. But I'm Pesheya. I take it, I leave it out in the middle of the street. I leave it out, I don't know, you give me something to watch that's valuable, and I put it down the middle of the street and I leave it there. Do I have a p'tor by Lavimai? Because I'm a Shomer, that was Pesheya. Or am I a Mazik? The Rambam learns that a Pesheya is a Mazik. The Rambam holds that a Shomer who's a Pesheya doesn't have any of the Pturim. Pturim of Avodim V'Karkois, the Pturim of Ba'al Avimai, what? He's on a Pshia. So it depends what type of Pshia. A Pshia that you get a Shem Mazik, the Rambam holds you don't. There's a level, I don't know how to patch it up, that you don't get. The Rambam says it, the truth is the Rambam doesn't say it by Ba'al Avimai. The Rambam says it, I think, Lagabi, the Pturim of Avodim V'Karkois Rishtaras, that the Shomerim have certain Pturei Shvua. The Rambam says it doesn't apply to a Mazik. The point is that the Rambam holds that somebody who's a Pesheya has a Din Mazik. Someone who's a Pesheya in Shmira has a Din Mazik. The kasha was, if you warn me that my wall is going to fall down and I don't do it, why am I chayiv? Rav Shach is saying that when that wall falls down, I don't know if Rav Shach means when it falls down or when I ignore your warning, but at whatever moment that I'm a pesheya, that's a new tchilas asiyasa. That's a new sort of a new level of tchilas asiyasa l'nezik. I'm making a mazik. If I'm a pesheya, then I'm making a mazik. At that moment, if I'm a mazik, then it's tchilas asiyasa l'nezik. Then I'm a pesheya and I'm chayiv. At that moment, if not, then I'm not. That's why when the Rambam uses a lashon that is saying the daima l'gabe tchilas asiyasa l'nezik, Rav Shach is learning it means l'gabe when it becomes a mazik. At that moment, it's ain't a daima. It's not the same as the Gemara tchilas asiyasa l'nezik. This is Rav Shach's side. Now, I told you Rav Shach's side has ramifications. The Gabi, the Dinim of Kaisel Vilna Shanaflu. What I'd like is for you to see Rav Shach, to see it inside. Tomorrow, we'll go over the Rav Shach again. I'd like, he buys ice from it, a certain Chiddush, explains a different Rambam. Lagabe, we discussed last week, I mentioned the Shia last week, that if someone else puts your things in the street, that you're mechuyev to go and be the salakit. Let's say you own rocks. Someone puts it in the street. Not me, another person puts my things in the street. If I'm after it, I'm potter. But if I'm not after it, I'm mechuyev to clean it up. And if I don't clean it up and have enough time, I'm chayiv. I mentioned that here in Shia last week. So, someone got all excited about it. What?
And they brought a raya from a Nachas David, Fakeret. Lamaisa, what I said is a Taisus on Chavtes on the days. The Taisus says that. If someone else puts your things in the street, you have a choice. Either be mafker it, or if you're not mafker it, you have to clean it up. It's awesome, but my name is Isaac. That'll make a thing. People don't think of it that way. Rav Shach learns into this Rambam that that's not always so. And he learns into the Rambam that the Rambam, in certain cases, argues with this rule. I'm not sure how we pass it. We'll have to figure it out. But so that's in this piece of Avi Ezri, which I told you was in Simon. It's here with Sukkot Sechem, Perik Yud Gimel, Halacha Yates, and the Din of Kesel Vimush Shenaflu. So that's for tomorrow. You have to get to the two dots for tomorrow. We're not going to go further than that. But try to understand Clark's